Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April the 11th, 2017. I'm Thungameli Nkomo, and tonight we are featuring protest poets who are tackling Zimbabwe's deepening social, economic, and political crisis in the best way they know, and that is through poetry. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. We are also streaming live, by the way, on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. So, we all know how Zimbabwe's socio-political and economic situation is playing out, right? Things are not well. And activists are cropping up everywhere. We now have social movements, the Tajamugas, the This Flag, and so many more. We also have traditional politicians. As you know, we have Moge Tswangirai, Walshman Ncube, Simba Makoni, Tendai Biti, Joyce Mujuru, and many, many more in the opposition terrain, who are also tackling Zimbabwe's crisis in the best way they know. They are politicians. And today on this program, we are featuring a different kind of activists, and these are poets. Joining me now is my first guest, Bongani Ncube of the Nibace Zizweni Faith. Bongani, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfowethu. Good evening. I'm honored to have you on Studio 7.
Ngiyabonga futhi ukungena kuhlelo lakho.
Yeah, kunjani eMzansi, Ncube?
Hayi, siyazama futhi, siyazama.
Aha, sipace esizweni sonke, Ncube, we are both domiciled far away from home. You are in Johannesburg, and I'm here. I'm referring to your poem, Nibace Esizweni. Before we talk about it, let's hear that poem. Producer, let's play Bongani's poem, Nibace Esizweni.
Lachithwa nqasana kwenzenjani igazi eMorogoro, waphenjwa ngobani umlilo wasentumbaneni, yabhalwa kutheni grand plan. ukhona okunuka santungwana ngendaba yama-distancing ikuliphi ikhabothi idumbuthena reporting yadalwa ngubani i-moment of madness bangaka ababulawa yigubhurawundi baboshwa yini abababulalayo sebabuya na abanyamalalayo asabuthwa yini amathambo emigodini yasihlanganisa yini isizwe unita koti iphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni izaphu yayibulewe noma yayizifele ebalekela ngila nje wayewonene umkabuko babotshwa nje badleni kabani udabeni kwalo masuku unkala wabugeza baphela na ukundebele yinja eyabulalisa usidini malunga yagcina ibonakele na balihlifiza yini ikhanda lecobra ababelitsho sezisazi ingane zasempumalanga ukuthi lini i-distant ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni benziwani abalahlwa licala kuyilover skandali i-esaph yayithi benze nobaba seyathuthukiswa yini mathebelelendi isifundwa yini imbali yeziprayizi kolweni zezihlonitshwa ngokulinganayo na indima ezimbabwe zilokhu ziqala ngalimi lunye na iindaba zelizwe zelikhulunywa yini iqiniso emsakazweni ngobani abadlala kumahlolanyama isatholakala yini emadlodlo ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni zingenaphi ingane zezimbabwe empini yekongo selaziwa yini inani labantwana abafela khona aphiwa bani amadayimani akhagwa khona asingenela noma angeniswe emapulazini amawoveti asekwazi yini ukulima kwenelisa isizwe asayithola yini imisebenzi ama-green bomber kwafundiselwana umoya omubi abantwana bezilungile sezakhiwa na izindlu ezadilizwa ngomrambatsinwa beyoze kube nini ingane zezimbabwe zifela kulimpopho uyahlatshwa yini umkhosi nxa bedliwe zingwenya kuphenywa nini ngabadlengula endleleni bebalekela eSouth Africa libalwa ezandleni zikabani igazi lengane zakwethu elichitha emazweni ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni yize bani elibalekelwa iziphofu babone nabantu abangaboniyo amadokotela lamanesi abalekani axoshwa yini amatisha abafundi besala basayelwana bamaqembu aphikisayo na mpibani ayilwa lebala lomuntu uhulumende bangapha abamhlophe ababe lesifiso sokuthuthukisa ilizwe ziyofunda nini ingane zabafelokazi bathuthukiswa kanjani empumalanga entshonalanga bebulawa ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni
that poem there from acclaimed poet Bongani Ncube okhona lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ncube, I know as a poet, Zimbabwe's multifaceted crisis is giving you guys more than enough fodder to, you know, write your poems, to do what poets do. But what's the number one issue that motivates you to keep writing?
I think I feel like I've got a talent to pass a message to my people. So what motivates me is more of I feel the pain when I see them suffering in foreign countries. I feel the pain when I see my people undermined. I feel the pain when we grew up, Zimbabwe was one of the most richest countries in Africa, and it was also called the basket of Africa. But now, when I see my people suffering in foreign countries, it motivates me to tell the story. If I don't tell it myself, nobody will tell it.
Ikulelayini endlabe kwamancane kunkondlo yakho le uthi wena yizwe bani elibalekelwa yiziphofu baboneni abantu abangaboniyo apa Bongani ari kuti iye inyika yakaita sei iri kutizwa nemabofu chii chavaona vanhu vasingaoni. That's a looser Shona translation there. Uti yena ubongani yizwe vane libalekelwa iziphofu babone nabantu abangaboniyo. Obviously, Mr. Ncube, that's a powerful statement there.
Yebo, yebo, yeah. Abantu abaningi iyabathinta leso statement. Ngoba mhlawumbe yazi kusuka komuntu ongaboni ehamba about 1,000 kilometers engazi lokuthi umfula uqhapha kanjani edonswa ngomunye kuletha imbuzo eminingi kakhulu. Ma ungafika egol baningi kakhulu abantu baseZimbabwe sibabona behamba becela emarobotini kuletha imibuzo kithi ukuthi abantu laba bazobefike lapha ni uhambe kanjani, balethe ubani, ebalethelwani, bawuqhathe kanjani umfula. So imibuzo engenampendulo leyo engiyibuzayo ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba clear kwabanye abantu ukuthi ubunzima esinabo kwenza labantu abayiziphofu baze bashiye ilizwe labo.
Was this poem also motivated maybe by the many visually impaired Zimbabweans that you find in the streets of Johannesburg? Vecela izimali vachi kumbira rubatsiro.
Yes, yes, yes. Ya iphino oyibonayo abantu bakithi abanenge goli esesikhuluma iqiniso bayahlupheka ande ukuhlupheka abakubona kungcono kuloku hlupheka bangakubo. So ngathi vele ama lines amanenge amotivate impilo esiphilayo. Kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona abantu bakithi bebotshwa, kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona abantu bakithi bevumela ukweyiswa ngoba behluphekile. Ezinye izika ezibuhlungu mhlawumbe uthola ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi bayaboshwa bavalele emagumbi akupeni kufakwa ispray. So izinto ezinjalo ngothi uma uzibona uzizothinteka kakhulu ukuthi kanti uma ngingalikhulumile iqiniso engilibonayo ngokuhlupheka kwabantu liyokhulunywa ngubani.
Aha, please do stay on the line. The Ncube ungayikatshana sizaphenduka. Bongani has another poem. By the way, he has an album that came out last week. You can go on Amazon. You will find it. It's called War on Peace. And we also have his poem here called Why Africa. But before playing that for you, we have our second guest, Mr. Ncube. Please do stay on the line. We have now Nkosi Lati Moyo. Mkomana kukwekwe, Magadiva Moyo. Aiwa, vangomo vari boss Derek. Kure bo ereku kwekwe uko.
Awa, kukwekwe tinotamba chofi.
Aha, muri muri kuita zve poetry vamoyo ndakabata imwe yene tembo dzenyu inonzi iyo yangu mivunzo timbo player that netembo timbo ridza netembo iyo yo tisati tadzokera gwamuri va moyo. Before you know we play that you know one or two questions for you. What motivates you to do what you do? You know, obviously there's a lot of you know things going on in Zimbabwe. The social fabric is broken down. The economy is breaking down. There is no money in the banks. Asi chii chamungati ndicho chinhu chakakoshesa zvikuru chinoita kuti munge muchigara pasi muchinyora netembo dzenyu.
Netembo idzi ndinodzinyora dzichibva pasi pemoyo zvikonzerwa nokurwadziwa kwandinende. Pandinenge ndiinako ndichiona kutambudzika kuri kuita mhuri yeZimbabwe. Saka the pen is the only weapon yandinogona kushandisa kunyora marwadzo angu nekuratidza kuchema nekushungurudzika nekutongwa kuri kuita nyika yeZimbabwe.
Remangwana renyika muri kurionawo sei? Nekuti tokuona masocial movements akawanda, pana anatajamoka vana this flag vari kupindawo mumigwagwa achimhanya mhanya. Imimi sana nyanduri mungati basa ramuri kuita rakaenzana nekukosha here nebasa riri kuitwa nevezvematongero enyika vari kurudzira utongi hwejekerere munyika.
Basa redu sana nyanduri kana nzira randingarisema protest artist rakakosha zvikuru, nekuti ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvinokontributawo mukudzimanda utongi hwechekerere sezviri kuitwawo nanatajamuka nanahaidisflam. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti isu tinofanira kungobva isu vananyanduri neprotest art yedu nevanenge vari mumugwagwa tese tikaita mushandira zvinogona kutibatsira kuti Zimbabwe tigone kugadzirisa dambudziko iri rekumbunyikidzwa kwatiinako munyika yeZimbabwe.
Aha, those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, your youth forum. And tonight we are featuring protest poets. And we have on the line Bongani Ncube of The Ngibhace Ezizweni Fame. And of course, Nkosilathi Moyo. Mkomana wekukwekwe Timbonzwa. Netembo yake achiti iye yangu mivunzo.
Pamusoro yevakuru varodare. Bu. Gusundorova kukupai rwenyu rukudzo. Ndiri mwana wazuro mukaka uchipopa nedzangu mhino. Ndakanga ndisipo ururungano parwakaitika. Mukasatudzawo chokwadi matitikure takaputirwa negorere nhema here. Inga kuziwa mbuya uudzwa wani. Chiko chakamedza chiamene hebeti chitepo. Pafiwa inga tinobvunzira wani. Kutsvaka chadya wedu mufi. Vapambe pfumi vakauraya redu gamba chitepo here. Kana kuti kwaive kukweshana kwemashuku omunhava imwe. Nyarara Nkosilati. Hazvina zera neyo. Josaya magama tongogara. Chaka chiriridza chimurenga achitungamirira mwanakomana wehondo. Siku nesikati rake ziya rakaerera achirwira rusununguko rwemwana wemutema. Sango ndokuzokupai maneta. Roto nhuwirira rusununguko yakagadzwa shambakodzi. Asi haana kuzoridya. Akamedzwa neiko magama tongogara. Dzangu ndangariro dzoti tsuro. Yaka zvigira vayo vana. Ruregerero vana soro jena. Sandi kukupumai huroi. Shungu dzobaya wangu moyo. Kuda kuziva chokwadi. Nyarara Nkosilati. Hazvina zera newe. Rex nongo kutsvira mumba here chokwadi. Mavivi mangani asimivi aakapunyuka. Wake ushingi mukubata gidi maukanganwa here. Nasi zonzi. Akatsvira kuhope areredze umambo. Ndaramba ini mwana wemurozvi. Tsuro yakazvidyira vayo vana. Vanosimbisa dzindere wavo ushe neropa revanhu. Mambo chiponda vasina mhaka. Nerera nechirikadzi zvinodzati chakata. Vazhinji vakafira kuchemera utongi hwejekerere. Itai dzamara kungonyangairika semuterungwana nechokwadi here. Zame vachingoramba vanyerere havo sevasiko. Isharipwa riniko ingozi yomudzvinyiriri weganda dema seso. Nyaya dzenyika, Jojo chenjera. Gwenyambira mapfumo riyo vakaimba wani. Saka tati, siyana nazvo Nkosilati, hazvina zera neyo. Ndatenda.
Nkosilati, akamizwa nei kotongogara.
Ndiwo imwe yemibvunzo yandiri kuvhunzawo kuvakuru kuti muno muZimbabwe mune zvimwe zvinhu zvakaitika rumwe rungano rusina kutsanangudzo kuti zvakafamba sei. Saka sanyanduri ndiwo mubvunzo yandaibvunza kuvakuru venyika kuti chiiko chikambonyatsoitika.
Uri kuti iwewe yako uchi inozi refrain mupoetry nechirungu uri kuramba uchiti iwewe nyarara hako Nkosilati hazvina zera neiwe. Apa uri kurevei apa? Uri kureva iwewe kuti, you know, sanyanduri une mibvunzo. Asi pano svika nguwa yekuti unenge wakutya kubvunza mibvunzo iyoyo nekuti uri kubvunza kuti kuana vana Rex nongo kutsira mumba here vanaita idzamara kokutsakatiga ko what happened to Tongogara pane nguva here yaunonzwa semunhu anonyora poetry wakuvhunduka kuti apa maybe ndakubvunza mibvunzo yakawandisa Hello, Koslati. Hello, Koslati. Rundi Zoiri. I think we are having connection problems there with Koslati, but we'll be trying shortly to reconnect with him. Ncube, kube kubambile khonapho mtakababa. Silomlalele chumbeni kusikhumbuzo moyo emzansi. Kunjani moyo baba?
Hayi, siyabonga mtakababa. Kunjani khonapho emelika?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sungenile kuhlelo.
Yes, ujaha lo-talented kakhulu unkosi lathi imibuzo ayibuzayo mkhulu ifuna impendulo ebantwini abadala. Kodwa angiyiboni impendulo eyithola ngokuthi abantu abadala esinabo kwamanje hhayi bayahlanhlatha bayegangeni. Ma umnika umbuzo yena kuphendula ngomunye umbuzo.
Yini bengafuni ukuyiqonda imibuzo bayiphendule njengokubuzwa kwayo?
Hayi iqiniso liyahlupha gifts ukuthi silikhulume uyazi nawe iqiniso noma usecourt ma ukhuluma iqiniso ubanjwa licala. So ukuthi sile ukuthi ukhuluma amanga. So abadala bethu laba abasikhokhelayo basebenzisa amanga esitedini yokuthi basebenzise iqiniso. Ngokuthi iqiniso lona linzima liyababopha libabopha bonke nje.
Abamanga eqinisweni.
Abakho eqinisweni noma aze baye emachurchi bayeguqa emachurchi bakhulekelwe kodwa hhayi izandla zabo zingcolile zigcwele igazi.
Hhayi siyabonga moyo ngokungena kuhlelo ba.
And leli jaha unkosi lathi bengicela lisibambakanise nalo yeyi ngiyayifuna linkondlo elilayo yinkondlo eyakhayo njalo efundisayo kithi thina besifana.
Yeyi no siyabonga umoya ungahamba ku website yetu sizafaka something khona apho zakwanisa ukulalela.
Hayi ngiyabonga mtaka baba, thank you very much.
Yalandayo
nje ukuthi laba abantu abasibambela ukhetho mina bengicela ukuthi nje bake bahlehle bame phansi ngoba sesikhathele ngikubanjela ukhetho ngabantu banye abazala benikwa okokwenza. Imithetho yokhetho yitshintshwe nje ukuthi sivoteni kube kahle ngoba umnyaka wokuvota ufikile wona ngo-next year kodwa ngokwemithetho yokhetho leyo mina bengifuna ukuthi ngama-opposition babini mina belandelelana ngami bayiyeke le ndaba yokhetho ma kuthi iyadissolve iparliament bayidissolve bathi kuyiwe ekhethweni no khetho without reform.
Hayi siyabonga kuzalunga moya siyabonga bangungena
kuhlelo. Okay, mbongi, the number.
Okay, that's Sikhumbuzo Moyo there, one of our callers calling from South Africa. Coming back to you, Bongani Ncube. By the way, Bongani doesn't only focus on the happenings in Zimbabwe. He goes further far and beyond borders. He has a poem called Why Africa? Let's listen in.
Why Africa? Why? Why are these cowards called comrades? Why are these zeros called heroes? Why are these rickers called winners? Why are these thieves called chiefs? Why are these killers called kings? Why are these dissidents called presidents? Why Africa? Why? Gangsters with guns are called governments.
They paved their way by bullets, not ballots. They call their confusion a revolution. Their corruption is called production. While they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish, our poverty is called power. Our pains are called our gains. Our problems are called progress. Why, Africa? Why? Why are these evil perpetrators called protectors? Why are these detectors called doctors? Why are these liars called lawyers? Why are these cheaters called teachers? Their politics are called politics. Their tribalism is called nationalism. They are the richest leaders from the poorest countries. They blame everybody else except themselves for their own mistakes. They cut our legs before they run a race with us. Then they declare themselves as winners. They prefer to cut our mouths than to answer our questions. Why Africa? Why are these criminals or not? Why Africa? Why? Why are these cowards called comrades? Why are these zeros called heroes? Why are these rickers called winners? Why are these thieves called chiefs? Why are these killers called kings? Why are these dissidents called presidents? Why Africa? Why? Gangsters with guns are called governments. They pave their way by bullets, not ballots. They call their confusion a revolution. Their corruption is called production. While they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish, our poverty is called power. Our pains are called our gains. Our problems are called progress. Why, Africa? Why? Why are these evil perpetrators called protectors? Why are these detectors called doctors? Why are these liars called lawyers? Why are these cheaters called teachers? Their politics are called politics. Their tribalism is called nationalism. They are the richest leaders from the poorest countries. They blame everybody else except themselves for their own mistakes. They cut our legs before they run a race with us. Then they declare themselves as winners. They prefer to cut our mouths.
Why Africa? Why? Yeah, that's the poem there of Bongani Ncube of the Ngibhace Ezizweni fame. Ncube akuphoselwa ukugcina lapha mfowethu ngilabanye I've two more poets to talk to, so I'm trying to wrap it up with Bongani and Nkosilathi before we move on to our two other guests. Ncube ofisa ukubona elakusasa leZimbabwe elinjani, yiphi iZimbabwe, ngenjani iZimbabwe ofuna ukuyibona, njalo ofisela ukuntu bakho bakhulelekile?
Ilizwe lakithi linothile, lisase nomnotho omningi ongazange sisebenzise kakhulu kuma-minerals. So nginesifiso sokuthi ngibona abantu bakithi bengasahlupheki kwamanye amazwe. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ongeke sabe omunye umuntu. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ongeke bamdlulule omunye. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ozokuzonda ukuzonda omunye umuntu, kungela muntu ozoyisaba omunye. Elokugcina engingalitho ngithi kukho konke esikwenzayo thina singosonkonto, sizimbongo. siyalidinga uxhaso ukuze siqhubeke singamandla. Ubongani incikelo onyaka leli dlala dekade lidlala lithi War of Peace. Liyatholakala ku-Amazon, liyatholakala ku-Google, laku-iTunes. Kanti abasegoli bangangithinta balithole. Mhlawumbe bangangithola ku-Facebook Bongani Ncube. Lo nyaka futhi ngizorekhoda i-CD lami engibhizi ngalo elithi Dear Brother. So siyalidinga kakhulu uxhaso. Okokugcina-ke ngiyabonga ixhaso esilitholileyo kubantu bakithi, labantu bakithi abasivula imiqondo. Okungijabulisa kakhulu njengoba besiqeda ukudlala uwaye Africa, ayikho into engijabulisa njengokuthola mhlawumbe umuntu angifonela athi useGreece, umuntu angifonela athi useTanzania, umuntu angifonela athi useKenya uhlalutshe umqhele inkondo yami uyayithanda kakhulu. Lokho kungibonisa ukuthi kukhona okunye engikuthinta abantu bakithi enhliziyweni zabo. Ngiyabonga.
Mhm, siyabonga. Bongani Ncube, elami izalade lakho ngalithenga ku Amazon. And I must say I can't wait for your second album. Siyabonga Ncube, sizaqhubeka sikhuluma baba.
Okay, futhi ngiyabonga.
Aha, Bongani Ncube. Va nkosilathi moyo madzoka parunare runare rwenyu ruri kunetsa. Muripo muri kunidzwa.
Ya ndirikukunzwa baba.
Aha, timbopinda moyo mwene tembo yenyu zvekare muri kuti imimi rauya bondi. He's talking about the bond. Now let's listen to that poem Rauya Bondi.
Ide tembo rinonzi Rauya Bondi. Yakagadzwa hadyana yemutakuna nzawe howa. Vakange vanyaso ibika mbuya vatarisai. Kuikwenezera sare yatsukira sokunonzi inyama. Zvinaaniko chaive chivhara nomba. Howa hausi nyama igaro ziva wani. Ndinoreva iro bondi radai kuti pfacha mune dzedu hombodo. Kushungo kutoshandisa avo masimba kuri mbunyikidza kuri zvinjisa kunonzi imari. Kwavo kusanyararudzi iko kubira varombo. Kudyawo nembuva yenherera, matiwo isarenei. Inga matiisa parumana nzombe chaipo. Rauya Bondi, chifaranyadzi. Unze rakaenzana ne US dollar. Vuseka henyu bvuma varanda kuseka namosorugare. Inga mashura mudunu. Uri Kristu here nai mangunjika. Akasandura mvura kuita waini pamuchato wekana. Iwo kudyorera mapepa. Ototi wamashandura yave mari. Inga mapererwa kubatwa nechadzimira kushinaya. Enyu mazano asara kusuta nekukama varombo. Hero bondi rombunyikidzwa kuruzhinji. Regai tione kuchawira tsvimbo nedowe. Ikonomi nebondi gonzo nechingai. Regai zvitosorani. Zvazokuomerai vagoni. Rauya Bondi. Chisweta varombo chehurumende. That end.
Gonzo, hanzi economy nebondi, igonzo nechingai, zvazvokuomerai vagoni. Those are deep sentiments they vamoyo.
Yes.
Saka nyaya mabondi anetsa hurumende yaka maintroducer ichiti iri kuda kuvhara gepe kushomeka kwemari. Asi zvanetsa zvatadza kushanda vamangutya vakambotaura kuti bondi rikatadza kushanda ndiri kuresigna. Haizi nguva yekuti vange vachisiya basa here?
Indinoti bondi rakundikana ndosaka ndakazosvika pakunyora detembo rakadai. So rakundikana kugadzirisa dambudziko remari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Noti dai raipedza macash shortages, dai tisingachaoni malaini mukapinda. Ndinotipinda mukweke makufeniseni sere unowana mabhenga akavhara zvezvekuti vanhu vanenge vano kutoraraapo vachimirira kesh yavo. Saka kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu zviri kuratidza kuti zvekunzi bondi ndiyo solution. Haiwa kungovaraidzana mashoko ongovhara nyadzi, asi chokwadi chiripo ndekuti rakundikana. Kana dai vamangunyika vairerisa kuti vanogona kurwisana, ndonguva yekuchirwisana nokuti zvokwadi radini rakundikana.
Mhm. Saka netembo dzenyu izwa moyo tichi you know vara chirongwa nemi. You know before we move on to our next guest. Tuzwa muri kuti mazitora mu buku ra muri kunyora richa buda rini buku iri uyezve rinenge richinzi ichi title yacho.
Netembo dzose dziri kutora ndiri kudzitora mubhuku randiri kunyora rinonzi iro ngoma yenharo netembo dzezvematongero enyika randiri kutarisira kuburitsa munana June gore rinori sarerere nembatanidzwa uye netembo dzose dzinechekuita nezvematongero enyika muno muZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Ngoma yenharo, that book coming up there from a poet Nkosilati Moyo. Tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa vamoyo.
Yeah, mazvite inekuwaneni.
Aha, thank you there. And joining us now is my long time friend all the way from college in Bulawayo. That's Davidson Mdzingwa, a fellow journalist, a film producer, and pretty much he's everything that is sophisticated that you can think of. Vamdzingwa nomugamuchirai muchirongwa.
Totenda zvikuru nekuti gamuchira vamata muchirongwa chakakosha chakadai.
Apa, you know, it sounds funny kuti nditi vamudzingwa because I have to say I have to say it, but urisha mwari haundongoti diva. But risinei, mapina muchirongwa vamudzingwa, timbonzwa first netembo yenyu inoti iyo ngoda. Inozi ngoda chi? Ngoda papata.
Ya, ngoda papata. Kureva kuti yaoma kuti gwa.
Ngoda papata. Let's listen to that poem there by Davidson Mdzingwa.
Akatanga ari mahongera. Isindokuti iguwa rokutsime. Ndokuwa guwa rotinira semabhanangana. Zvikai mudzimu wafuratira. Isindokuzvishikisa tikati ine mawaro. Somoto wechirimo dondo ndiye ngandu. Muchiuno tikabata, mashaju ekudzimura hapana hapa. Chirimo chizere nemepo. Kana umwe mukute wakapfumbutira. Chero mushavi umwe une mashaju ekudzimura. Kudzimura iro guwaro dai kupenya sempande. Guwaro boa segwai rinoshura pakushizhiwa. Hamuna kuwaere kuti kwakaoma kuti gwa. Iwo vavimi zheve ndiye ndindindi. Iwo vachenjeri vafuratira sematsi irikurebwa iripo. Vakuru vazvo bwai bwai sechimumumu chagagwa nehasha. Mudzimu wagumbuka, shoko raramba robwereketewa. Raimbonongwa semavaonde pasi pemuvonde. Kutana semagwazhava mumenderekedzo dzegwizi. Vana vedunhu vakati, mudzimu yadavira. Vakazoti asvika vapambi. Ndiye bhuruvata. Nedunu rose, tokuridza wamanda kukoka shamwari dzekure, shamwari dziya dzinonyemwerera munguva yezhizha. Yekani waro, tabozha, vakazevezera. Bani ndokusoswa neruzhowa runobaya. Imbwa dzine masiriri dzorisa vana vevhu. Shoko rofamba kuti vamwe vakatsakatisigwa nhaka iyi. Ndokurova zvakadaro, asi ndokuramba kurova zvamichose. Mudzimu waramba, vachenjeri voti mudzimu ndiringe. Mudzimu wafuratira, ndiye papata, ngoda pachina, kuchiadzwa. Nyanduri Davidson Mdzingwa, netembo ichinziyo, ngoda papata.
That's my man there, Davidson Mdzingwa. Before, ndichidzokera kwamuri vamudzingwa, timbonzwa, imwe netembo yenyu zvekare, inoreva nezveropa.
Fumo harizi shizha, futi haisi Jorodani. Museve unozikamwa nekubaya, vurimbo hauzi vuchi. Kukacha kunoreva kukacha, kurova kugoreva kurova. Kuponda kunoreva izvozvo, kuponda. Kugwadzisa kuchigoreva kugwadzisa. Ropa harisi muto wemaburos. Kukocha hakurevi kutsetsa, kurova hakurevi kubabadzira. Kuponda hakurevi kupuruzira. Kubadzisa hakurevi kurapa. Kuteura ropa hakuzi kupuma mchaiwa. Batatsinga udzikame mwanawe. Dzinzaringa pera.
Ropa arizi imoto we mabrosa. Ti tangenene tembo iyo iva mzingwa. Muri kunyora nezve apa.
Netembo ino inondisuisa ninyaya kuti ndakange ndichitevera nyaya dzematongerwo enyika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe pakuti nguva dzose dzinoitwa sarudzo mukati menyika tinoona kuti pane vanhu vanosvika iwo pakunge vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwavo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachinzi vaurawa nebato ravanopikisana naro ende vanhu vazhinji vanosvika pakunge vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwavo vanhu vasina mhosva dzavanenge vapara mhosva yanenge achinzi yapara imhosva yekuti asiyana mufungiro wake neumwe anofunga kuti bato rakati ndo rofanira kunge richitsigirwa saka vasvika pakunge vachiteura ropa inyaya yekuti vasiyana pamafungiro saka inyaya yandakange ndichinyora ndichitaura kuti ropa rokungoteurwa iri nyore nyore kudai ropa rakasiyana nemuto wemabhurosi mabhurosi atinongotora mumuti tichidya tona rurimi rwatsvuka tichifarira kuti rurimi rwatsvuka zvino saka izvi zvinonge zvaratidza kuti upenyu hwevana vezimbabwe kubva paitwa sarudzo kubva pagore ra 2000 kurova kumwe munhu chinhu chatisina kana basa chiita sekuti hapana kana zvinji zvaitika kana munhu asinga pakunge achiurawa saka ndee chidokwa dokwa chandaiva nacho chii chokuti izvi zviri kuitika izvi zvinoitikirei uyewo zvii zvingaitwa kuita kuti zvinge zvisaitika ndosaka ndainyora ndichitaura inyi tsinidzira kuti hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika ndichiyambira zvakare kune vaya vanoshandiswa nevakuru vezvematongerwo enyika kuti vasvike pakunge vashayirwo basa rokuraya vamwe munzvimbo dzavagere kunharaunda dzavagere kuti kana ngozi youya inouya kwauri ndosaka pakupera kwaro richinziwo atatsinga mwanawe usarega hasha dzichikugara usvika pakunge uchiuraya munhu kuti kana ngozi youya haiuyi kumunhu akakutuma inouya kwauri uyewo nemhuri yako inosvika pakuparara nenyaya yekuteura ropa.
You also touch on the Marange Diamonds and of course decrying the you know abuses that occurred there and that are still happening and you also talk about nyaya yekuti hanzi ngoda racho ratopera. What motivated you to you know, do the Marange poem? I know you've personally been there, but how much were you touched by the Marange issue?
So the issue of the Marange diamonds or the diamond findings in Marange is one of those famed cliches of the resources have become a case in the scenario of Marange. It was supposed to be boom and change the whole situation of the country, but in particular the local community of Marange in the Manikani province. But when the finding happened, things changed. The whole world turned to Marange from all those people that other people referred to as vultures. They all went to Marange to capitalize on the finding to enrich themselves and realize from what we have seen and that what has been proven that most political bigwigs also capitalized on this, and instead of enriching the country coffers or the treasury, most of these people were turning these resources to their own personal wealth. And this went on for long, and the country got poorer, but a few individuals were getting richer. So this disturbed me. And when we went to this place, a couple of years ago, we realized that it was a human spectacle, because a lot of people are coming in to mine those artisanal miners that we commonly call makorokoza. Some of them were doing it for their own personal gain, because rightly so, they can do that, because politicians were doing that the same. But some of the artisanal miners, the makorokoza people, were also employed by the political bigwigs to exploit this natural resource that is supposed to benefit the whole country, but primarily the community that it was mined from. And we never saw what happened to the Marange diamonds in terms of impact to the whole country. But what was more chilling about the Marange diamonds was the issue of the political or the security forces' harassment of the common people there. We know, and there is evidence from different research that were done by researchers and journalists, that ordinary people were beaten, they were butchered by soldiers, they were butchered by unread police, and as it says, and on record, that there is dozens of them that died, and some were buried in a mass grave. And after all these tragedies, there's nothing that came to fruition in terms of prosperity from that kind of area. So this poem traced the war conundrum of the Marange Diamonds, that is, they came as a blessing to the Marange area and also to the country, as a blessing from the ancestors. But when the political bigwigs used or leveraged on their power to exploit this resource for their own personal gain, the ancestors were not happy, and suddenly the diamonds disappeared. As we know, that a couple of years ago, the government announced that the exploration that had been done in Marange, they can't find anything in the area. So, and the common word on the street was the ancestors were not happy, and then the diamonds disappeared. So it narrates the whole conundrum from the finding and how the political bigwigs used their power to exploit this for their own personal gain, and how people were, human rights were violated, and how some people were killed, some disappeared. Up to now, families do not know where their relatives are. And it ends by encouraging the government, or also pointing fingers to those people that are exploiting the diamonds. Mm-hmm. But now we are calling for ancestors to intervene to ensure that these diamonds are available, but they're no longer available because of the crime that is committed in Marange, in Chiaza in particular. So that's what it touches. The narrative goes through the whole journey of what Marange went through.
Mm-hmm. Personal friend of mine, award-winning film producer, journalist, a poet, Davidson Mudzingwa. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure having you on. Please do come again next time.
Thank you so much for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you there, Davidson Mudzingwa. Shamari Yangu. Moving on, we have our last guest. Vati Indlamuva Yinkosi. We have Desire Moyo. He calls himself Desire Moyoxide. I call him Carbon Monoxide. Moyo, ngiyawamukela uhlelo baba.
Hayi, ngiyajabula kakhulu, ngiyathokoza impela.
Yeah, lathi siyathokoza ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Singakayi kathana, let's listen to his poem called Balagwe. It's been circulating for a long time on social media, WhatsApp, Facebook, but many people don't know the person behind this poem, Balagwe. Let's listen to that.
Balagwe, my son, about his disappearance, you talk of exile. About his death, you talk of findings. About the killings, massacre and genocide, you talk of madness, insanity and disturbances. About his bones, you talk of nothing. Balagwe, what exactly happened to my son? What a scandalous crime did he do? What an unforgivable sin did he commit? How did he become the enemy of the state at the age of 16? For he was hunted down by the state agents, the 5th Brigade, who had no 6th sense, the common sense. Mangingalwi, hachikambi kangelwi, ufutu luchekelo lupeteyo, where is my son, Balagwe? Kamanda Maman disaster in Wanke late 70s, gave an explanation. Marikana in Lokuvele Mzansi, gave an apology. Masgraves in Nyatsonya and Chimoyo have a blueprint history. Balagwe, why are you silent about my son who disappeared in 1984? Balagwe, I am back from beyond, bellowing like a bulldozer in plantant quest for the fact. Back from the vessels of fear, vomiting taboos in violent quest for the evidences. Back from dungeons of self-exile, demanding definite therapies to my souls. Back from the refugee camp, ravenously charging like a buffalo against the bad tastes of state leaders. back from hiding, back from undercover, never alone, at Palakwe. Now I am at 90. I need to know. I need to know before I go to meet my ancestors. Where is my son? Where is my son, Palakwe? Palakwe, where is my son? When hell at Entumba, the team mobilization camps broke loose, it was me and never my son. You went after my son at school, burned down the Ndebele school, and abducted the Ndebele speaking species. Till today, Palakwe, nothing has been said about my son's whereabouts. Palakwe, why threaten me when I call your name? Why harass when I question the whereabouts of my son, angel of mine? Where is my blood? Where is the heir to my throne? In Dalipa Yomuzo Mwami. Where is the Tolele Silo, son of Masibi, son of Chababa? Gingagai Gubabamkulu, Gazise, Wajwayin Umtanami, Palakwe. Kukuraundi, why talk about the silence when my son died screaming in excruciating agony? Kukraundi, why talk about this dentry when you devoured a 16-year-old schoolboy in a khaki school uniform and a brown school bag in his hand? Kukuraundi, the Kukura wounds refuse to heal. No traditional healer can doctor a wound whose cause is unknown. No prescription can be given without proper facts. But what exactly happened to Palakwe? I see mass graves and mines turned into grave sites. Anyway, where is my son, Palakwe? Palakwe, my mind trembles tremendous like a drilling machine when it does somersaults back to the past. When I play back the horrific emotional pictures of pregnant village women whose stomachs were opened like that and the little thing falling down. When I revisit the apartments of my past visions and the back of my mind, seeing people being fragmented into a hut and that hut set on fire. When I vividly remember, as if it were yesterday, how the 5th Brigade sent the wave of icy terror across the entire antelope mine. Palakwe, I can't remember my son. I can't be reminded about my son. Where is my son, Palakwe? Your big belly consumed my brilliant child. His brilliance perhaps buried alive or burnt into piles of ashes. His dreams devoured by dungeons of the depth. I ask those who commandeered the red, barretted, bloodthirsty human zombies, those who came far east ready to feast on the people from the south. They took my son in the heart of the afternoon and never seen again. Palakwe, kunyamalala inkosi lophengula, hathi usana lami. I am 90 now. Before I go to meet my ancestors, Palakwe, tell me, who was mad? Who was disturbing? What was being disturbed? And what is the compensation? His bones still lie somewhere undisturbed, perhaps undiscovered. Palakwe, imbuzo, kayi kuphela. Where is my son? Where
is my son? My son. Yeah, we are castle ali into monoxide. Okuluma kakhulu ngendaba yeGoogleround lapha into lokhwise enhlizweni zabantu abaningi mani isilonde siloku sibhibhidla wena ikuhlupho okunganani lindaba
uyabona iGoogleround iyafana nje lesithunzi sami mina lapho ngivela khona enkayiko sikhobokhobo kulamanxeba amaningi ongawathola emfuleni ongawathola emafusini akithi. So kuyangikhathaza kakhulu ukubana obabamkhulu labazali bethu abanye baze bawuthiya lomhlaba bengatholanga impendulo, bengatholanga ukukhumisana umlotha, bengatholanga ukuzwa lokuchathisela ukuthi kanti babevele bewoneni. Ngalokho-ke hhayi mina angeke ngithule, angeke ngifake phakathi njengesokisi lomkhwenyana. Kumele le ndaba ixazulule. Ngiyathaba nje ukubana uhulumende eqalisa ukwenza into ze reconciliation amabhili lawa sikhangelela ukuthi khona impendulo le mbuzo ekhona phakathi kwethu ifake edandalazini.
Silalele njalo enye inkondlo yakho listening again now to another poem by Desire Moyoxide and the poem is called Abalungileyo. Timbo zaimwe ne tembo zekare ya Desire Moyoxide. Inonzi abalungileyo banga pi anzi vaka naga variku pi That's a loose translation there, Shona, but it's not very precise. Abalungileyo bangapi? Let's listen to that.
Kanti abalungileyo bapi? Sengiphuthule ngadinwa, sengiphothe ngadela. Nanku umbuzo phendulani sizwe. Abalungileyo bangapi? Ilizwe lathathwa ngothatha wese, umbuso waba ngowababulali, umhlabathi wathunjwa ngodla ngodliyi, umnotho wahuquluzwa ngamahaga, isizwe zakhokhelwa ngontando kayiphikiswa, kanti shuwa abalungileyo bangaphi. Emsakazweni kusakaza abasengalezi mithiyo, kuzifa kufudumala abalezafesane, emonumuntu ababhidings kusebenza ababhedayo, kuzanu ziyana, it never rains but it pours, abe-MPC bamadolo nzima, kuzaphu khona ziphaphama, eZimbabwe zimbi ndaba, kanti bakithi abalungileyo bangaphi. Abalungileyo babengaphi, idola beliyibulala, abalungileyo babengaphi, imota ziqeda abantu, impumala yokhetho lukaMashi 29 luphekwa, inzalo yesendele Ndebele igugurawundwa, intambo zezicathulo zisibulala, izitiki zidubuka lemigoqo gebheka, kanti abalungileyo babengaphi, ukulunga kujeziswa. Namhlanje bangaphi labo abalungileyo, isisekelo sombuso sigida ikwasakwasa le-reversa jaifu etshiyazwa kumakhakhasayo, kanti suwa abalungileyo bangaphi? Mina ngesaba ukubuza. Mina ngesaba ukubuza bantu. Ukubuza ngesaba. Mina ngifuna ukubuza kodwa ngesaba. Ngesaba ukukhuluma kabi. Ngesaba ukukhonjelwa ngemidiminwe. Ngesaba ukunyonkolozwa imigobho yamehlo. Ngesaba ukuqoqodelwa ngabakhunkula ebusuku. Mina bengifuna ukubuza kodwa ukubuza ngesaba. Ngesaba ukufela ukubuza. Ngesaba ukufela iqiniso. Iqiniso ngithi bathi ngumhluzi wempisi. Woni ginya kanjani igano? Mina ngilomdijana. Yikho ngithi ngesaba ukubuza. Yekeleni ngithule kusonakala. Bekeleni baqaphule esikhundleni. Zekeleni zidubuke kanjalo izititshi. Yekelani imigoqo gebhike. Bayekeleni bahlebe banyele. Balunqebe lubhensa ufudu. Yekelani lina balumayo bephozisa. Labo kuzabaluma. Aluba ngile sibindi. Aluba ukubuza kungabulali. Hlezi ngabe lamhla ngiyabuza. Fune nkulumane kulunga izinto. Wazise umlomo ngumalungisa. Pho-ke sibindi umphelele. Lami ngesaba ukubuza. Mina ukubuza ngesaba ngiphelelwe. Sengababona besukuma bebuza, sengabezwa bewuvula bebuza. Namhlanje bangaphi? Angithi yibo labayana abanyamalalayo, labayana esingayidlanga eyabo inkubalo, yibo labayana ababolayo emajele esingazange silihlalo elabo idale. Yibo nta asebeziphephela iphetsheya, abantsungu balecingweni bayagcinwa njengemkhazi emhlazeni yedoti. Yibo laba asebathina baba yimgodlela amehlo, imigaxa yokucina. Funa lami kungehlele lokho, ngeke ngilinge ukubuza izindaba. Nkulumane angikhululekanga. Mina ngesaba ukubuza bantu, ukubuza ngesaba. Mina ngifuna ukubuza kodwa ukubuza angithi ngithi khona ngesaba, kodwa sengabona ngasutha, sengafunda ngenela. Ngobuza mhlazane omogene busayo, ngobuza mhlazane ithinta iguqula izinto, ngobuza mhlazane impama ivusa abantu okwamanje basalele, ngobuza ngivuke ngingekho, ngihambe mlibe phinde amathamba amabonakale. Nkulumane omuhle, Bulawayo omuhle, Zimbabwe enhle, khuluma sizwe.
Khuluma sizwe, Desire Monoxide, va Desire Monoxide, apo vari kuita netembo iri kufambirana neya Nkosi Lati Moyo ya Tambo Nzwa, achiti iye yangu mibvunzo. Uti wesaba ukubuza, Moyo wesaba?
Uyabona ungavele ubuze ndoda, uyahamba mlibe akubuzwa. Lokho kuyizinto, yikho nje lani lisakaza likhona belikhona likhatshana lalapho elikhona, lapho esikhona thina. Akubuzwa kuyabona nje uthule, uzafela phakathi lawo njengephilisi. So kuningi singabe singokubuza, kodwa ha ndoda, yaqalisela ngaphi siya ngaphi?
Aha, and in the background there we are playing I Am Just a Foreigner by Moyoxide. We would have loved to play that poem in its entirety, but time is no longer our best ally. We have just a minute to go. Moyo, akuvala uhlelo baba. Elakusasa le Zimbabwe, iZimbabwe njani ofuna ukuhlala kuyo?
Nathi iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo, lapho abantu abangabandlululwa ngemhlobo ukuthi ulo ngumhlobo bani, njalo iZimbabwe elokuthula engenamanceva egugrawundi abantu bekhumisa umndoda oxoxa nokube kuhle ikuthi kufunayo khona lokho isizwe sihlale sizozobali njengokuthi kwakunjani ababusayo bebuse bele mandate abayithola nguZulu.
Wecha ekhaleni umoyo. Siyabonga kakhulu baba, it was a pleasure having you on Studio 7 The Connection. Sizaqhubeka sikhuluma baba, qhubeka usenza umsebenzi omuhle owenzayo.
Siyabonga mthokazi.
That's Desire Moyo, Moyo Oxide, they're wrapping our show. I'd like to thank our listeners for listening, and of course our guests, Bongani Ncube, Nkosilathi Moyo, Devson Mudzingwa, and of course Desire Moyo Oxide. Let's make another date, Zimbabwe, next week, same time, same station, a different topic. I'm Tungameli Nkomo, and good night.